вообще девочка, были дела, власть девочка, стала собище, это ты, господаря, выходи, выйди, выйди, господарю, поднимися на пожару, там ушли, породились, а я мешки народились, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати. Щирощі то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва, кожне рощі то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва, кожне рощі то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва, ще дівочка, прилетіла, ластівочка, стала собі, ще до тобі, господаря, прикликати, вийди мені, господарю, подивися на кошару, там очі покотились, а я нічки народились, ще вишли.
And a heavy metal version of the classic New Year's Carol Shtetlik, composed by Mykola Leontovich 100 or so years ago. And that was performed by Ukrainian soldiers taking a break from the fighting at the front to celebrate the season. Христос рождається веселих свят і щасливого нового року! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for joining me here on the last program of our Christmas season for 2015-2016. And we will be focusing largely on New Year's. We have a commentary courtesy Ukraine Today. It is actually an interview with a Croatian volunteer who is fighting for the Ukrainian side in this horrible war. As well, we have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a look again at the Takuma Jewish Center in Dnipropetrovsk. As well, we have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Ihor Bohdan from Calgary, originally from Ukraine, and a traditional New Year's song, Stare Rik Minaya, Out with the Old Year.
Старий рік минає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає, новий наступає. Старий рік минає, новий наступає, новий наступає. Господарю, великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю, великий владарю, пане господарю, великий владарю, великий владарю. Дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці, дайте нам столиці із медом пшениці, із медом пшениці. більше щось такого до столу святого, до столу святого. Більше щось такого до столу святого, до столу святого. Старий рік минає, новий наступає.
Victoria, that was Luna from their Christmas CD called Zelena Zima, which means green winter, and a traditional and ancient New Year's song called Nasha Malanka. Up next, Picardiska Terezia from Ukraine and a live recording of another ancient version of that song, Malanka.
Nasha Malanka. Oh,
Paul Grodd, on behalf of Rodan Energy Solutions in Mississauga, Ontario, extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого Нового року!
Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Ганенець at the Фаїна Петрикова Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The creation of the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk dates back to 1999. At the time, it was called the Tkuma Scholarly Educational Center, and it was the first national center for studying and teaching the history of Ukraine's Jews and the Holocaust. The institute's name is derived from a religious moshav, a communal settlement in southern Israel. Tkuma was established as a kibbutz in early October 1946. The first residents were immigrants from Eastern Europe who survived the Holocaust. Its name reflects the resurrection of Israel. The Hebrew word Tkuma, in fact, means resurrection. An important achievement of Tkuma is the creation of the Museum Jewish Memory and Holocaust in Ukraine. The opening ceremony of the museum was the 16th of October 2012 in Dnipropetrovsk. On this date, the Tkuma Center was renamed the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. The mission of the institute is forming and strengthening the Jewish national identity, as well as improving Ukrainian-Jewish relations in Dnipropetrovsk and throughout Ukraine. Today, Tkuma is widely known in Ukraine and abroad for its work devoted to Jewish history in Ukraine, the Holocaust, and the problems of international relations. Since its inception, it has published many scientific monographs and textbooks and conducted scientific conferences and educational seminars. Among the scientific publications prepared by Tkuma Institute are issues of a scholarly journal titled Holocaust Studies, as well as research on the regional aspects of the Holocaust in the various regions of Ukraine, such as Odessa, Bukovina, and elsewhere. There are also collections of memoirs. Memory Revival is the title of a collective monograph on the history of the Holocaust in Ukraine. As a research center for Holocaust studies, Tkuma conducts international academic conferences and provides important research projects on an ongoing basis. Currently, the most important Tkuma research topic is the phenomenon of writers among the nations who saved Jews from Nazi genocide, risking their own lives and the lives of their families. From June 22nd till 24th of this year, Tkuma hosted a large international scientific conference called Writers Among the Nations and Other Rescuers During the Holocaust, Ukraine's example in the comparative context. Scholars and public figures from around the world were invited to the conference. Organizers included the Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv, the Ministry of Education and Science of Ukraine, the Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw, and other institutions and organizations. Also some Canadians. The Petro Yatsik Program for the Study of Modern Ukrainian History and Society, run by Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies at the University of Alberta and the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. More information about this conference and other Tkuma initiatives can be found at their website www.tkuma.dp.ua. I invite you to visit the Tkuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies. It is located at 15B Barikadna Street in Dnipropetrovsk. Meanwhile, I will share with you more information about Tkuma in the coming weeks. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at UkrainianJewishEncounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Coming up next, a few choirs with a traditional sound of Ukrainian Christmas carols. We have Axios from Edmonton, Visnuka from Toronto, and the Bandura Chorus of Ukraine.
Щоб не мучив вас музиль, щоб не кашляли ніколи, від ніколи до ніколи. Щоб не було сварки в хаті, навіть вітру на загаті, щоб були всі багаті.
Щоб у вас була мука, щоб не видно в скрини дна, щоб у вас була капуста головчаста і петрушка корінчаста, щоб у вас були всі діти здорові, їли кашу всі доволі. Щоб вам з них була потіха,
а нам гроші хоч півміха.
Христос се рождає.
Чуть-чуть. Ukraine Today wishes you a happy holiday time. We are proud of providing you content from Ukraine and beyond. If you want us to develop content further, please donate at support.uatoday.tv. Together, we'll make Ukraine the voice of new Europe.
And now a special feature courtesy Ukraine Today, Ukraine's first English language TV channel. The following is one of a series of features exploring pressing issues in today's Ukraine.
Hello and welcome to Ukraine Today. I'm Volodymyr Silubin. Right now I'm joined by a volunteer fighter from Croatia who has been fighting in eastern Ukraine alongside Ukrainian forces, Mr. Denis Scheller, via video link from Mariupol. Denis, welcome to Ukraine Today.
You're welcome.
Denis, you have been fighting in eastern Ukraine alongside Ukrainian volunteer regiment Azov for more than 8 months. Can you tell me what motivated you to come to eastern Ukraine and fight?
In the first time, the biggest and the best motive is because when all these troubles begin in Ukraine, I see very similarity with things what happened in Croatia 25 years ago, and I recognize that this is opening aggression and just a trying of the Russian who live in Ukraine to separate one part of Ukraine, and I can't sit down in Zagreb, in my home, and I finished with all my jobs there and came here to fight for Ukraine, do the best I can.
Denis, you mentioned the Croatian War for Independence. I understand you have been fighting in this war, which lasted from 1991 to 1995. How do you feel with fighting against Serbs who are on the opposite side, fighting alongside Russia-backed militants, now, 25 years after that?
I didn't came here because I won't fight with Serbs. Croats finished with Serbs. We won our war. This is not war between Croats and Serbs again. This is war for Ukraine. This is not Balkan war. So I really don't care about Serbs on opposite side. For me, they are just a separatist, the rebels, and the rebels against Ukrainian constitution, against independent state. So for me, that is no, they are the same like separatists, nothing different. I really don't care. They can be Serbs, they can be Muslims, they can be Belarus, Russian, English, they are separatists.
Yeah, but Denis, they are your neighbors. You were fighting against them 25 years ago. You must be feeling something now.
But that for me don't means nothing, because we are neighbors there and we will meeting between each other all our life. But maybe that is good sign, because all the wars what Serbs have, they lose that war. So maybe this is good sign, because they're fighting in opposite side.
Denis, and there are quite a lot of Croatians fighting in eastern Ukraine alongside Ukrainian forces. Can you tell me why the Croatians are helping Ukraine?
Well, the answer on this question need a lot of time to. I will try to.
Yeah, if possible, very briefly.
Very, very quick and in short few words. Because first reason is from the history. In the long time ago, Croats was live in Belohorvatia, in Zakarpatia region, and in 6th century we relocated in the Balkan. The another reason is when the war was in Croatia. In Croatia, you have a lot of nativity Ukrainians in Croatia, and they was included in Croatian army and defended Croatia in his own Ukrainian battalions there, or in another Ukrainian, or in another units of Croatian army. And the third reason is I myself have some good friends here. And for reason is, so, as I say, we recognize that this is the same situation like in Croatia, and Ukrainians are our friends, French nation, and so we decide to come here.
Yeah, it looks like a very long-lasting history. Dennis, a few days ago, I spoke to one guy, a guy from Croatia, who was fighting alongside Azov with your very same regiment. And he told me that when he went home for a vacation, and when he was coming back from Croatia, Ukrainian border guards did not let him into the country. So can you tell me, is this really happening? Is Ukrainian border guards are not letting into the country the people who are helping them defend their territory?
Yes, unfortunately, that is the truth. He was going to Croatia to vacation and arranged some things there. And when he tried to back in Ukrainian border, they stopped him. I need to tell the truth that people from Azov regiment and the commander Andriy Biletsky, they give 200% to arrange that, but they didn't can. Why? I don't know why Ukrainian official politics is such about us foreigners, because in this case, this man was fighting here eight months in Shirokino, and I think that was very, very stupid. And I really don't want to talk about politics, but about such things, I can only say that official government politics is like whore, nothing else. Totally anti-Ukrainian politics.
Dennis, do you think this is a hypocrisy on the part of the Ukrainian government in the face of Ukrainian border guards? Because on the one hand, Ukrainian government is asking the EU countries, is asking the Western countries for help. And then on the other hand, when individual members, individual citizens of these countries are coming to Ukraine to help, they don't let them inside the country.
Look, for me, that is really hard to understand and or explain, because I don't know the reason of that. I can say that I meet guys here in Azov in another battalion from Donbass 37. We fight them, and then I can say only the best work about that people and about volunteers of Ukraine, which I meet, but. For that people on the border and that politics on the border, I don't know what to say. It seems to me that it looks that they just want to destroy all volunteers, but volunteers, that is the strike on volunteer battalions, and because volunteers want to fight and take Donbass back. And as I see, that is contra official politics.
Is this another attempt by the Ukrainian government to get rid of the volunteer battalions in eastern Ukraine?
Yes, I think so.
If you had a chance, Dennis, to address the Ukrainian government right now, what would you say then?
I don't know what I will say. In the fact, I don't want to speak with them, because we have in regiment, we have people who arrange the things, and that is my job is to fight or to be instructor here. And so I think you, me and other people very well know which question need to ask the government. And the main question is, why foreigners like me, like other boys in Azov, in other battalions, why they treat us like dogs? We don't have any rights here, and that is the main question.
Yeah, but Dennis, if you had a chance to address the Ukrainian government on behalf of Croatian volunteers, what would you say to the Ukrainian government right now?
Nothing good. Better to be quiet, because as I told you, I think the official government politic is totally anti-Ukrainian politic. It's more pro-Russian politic than Ukrainian politic.
Dennis, and finally and very briefly, you're currently in eastern Ukraine. Can you tell us what is the situation there like now? Is the ceasefire holding?
As I know, I don't have information from the first line, because in past months we are not in the front line because of politics of government, but I can say for Mariupol now is quiet, and I hope that will stay quiet because of civilians here. And I really hope that we will take back Donbass and save people's lives, the children here, because we don't want to see again like civilians dying because the separatists don't have the courage to fight with real boys on the front line. They're shooting only on civilians, and all that happened after the government retreat volunteer battalions from Shirokin in area.
And so it looks like some very dire situation. Dennis, many thanks for joining us.
Thank you for your invite me.
This was Volodymyr Suluhu for Ukraine Today, together with the volunteer fighter from Croatia, Mr. Dennis Scheller.
And thanks to Ukraine Today for that interview. To hear more news from Ukraine Today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Paul Grodd, on behalf of Rodan Energy Solutions in Mississauga, Ontario, extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого нового року!
Now a trip down memory lane. This little piece was recorded back in 2010, right as Nash Holos was going into international syndication on the PCJ radio network. And I couldn't resist a little language lesson to help the Ukrainian impaired celebrate the season properly. This was a New Year's special recorded for Keith Perron's Happy Station show.
Ямочки покотилися, ягнички народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей. Тебе жінка, чорноброва. Мочні гроші то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва. Щедрик, щедрівочка, прилетіла ластівочка. Стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати. Ямочки покотилися, ягнички народились. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей. Тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мір грошей. Тебе жінка, чорноброва. Мочні гроші то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва. Щедрик, щедрик, щедрівочка прилетіла.
Well, season's greetings to you, Keith, and to Happy Station listeners. I'm absolutely thrilled and honored to be a part of this New Year special. Thank you so much for inviting me on. For the next little while, you're going to learn a little bit about Ukrainian New Year's traditions, and that includes how to say Happy New Year in Ukrainian. And it sounds something like this. Щасливого нового року. Now, I know that sounds like a bit of a tongue twister, but never fear, by the end of our time together tonight, you're going to be able to say that too. Trust me on that. Now, you're probably wondering why I started out tonight with what sounds to you like a Christmas carol. Carol of the Bells is probably what you know as the melody that you heard starting out. But actually, that is a Ukrainian carol, and it's not a Christmas carol, but it's a New Year's well-wishing song. And the story goes something like this. A little swallow, a bird, flies into the household and says to the master of the house, come on out and have a look at your animals that are procreating, and look at the crops that are starting to grow in your fields, and you're going to sell them and have lots of money. And on top of that, you're going to have a beautiful wife. It's going to be a great year. Isn't that cool? So that's the story. And it's called Carol of the Bells in English. It's called Shchedrik in Ukrainian, which simply means a New Year's carol. Now, you notice those agrarian references. And until very recently, Ukraine was a very agrarian society going back many, many, many millennia. And originally, New Year's was celebrated in the spring, early spring, but with the advent of Christianity about a millennia ago, the pagan celebrations and rituals got absorbed and morphed out of necessity. So a lot of the songs took on Christian-themed lyrics. They were sung to the same melodies, although some did still kind of... some of those ancient themes did manage to survive Christianity, as well as more recently Soviet atheism, which was not very tolerant, to say the least, of any kind of religious expression. But some of these ancient New Year's rituals involve courtship, a sort of a reconnaissance mission by the young males of the village to see if any unmarried girls might be interested in them. It's an elaborate ceremony. It's a ritual. It involves a lot of mummery and tomfoolery. It's more like Halloween than New Year's, or maybe more like Mardi Gras, actually. The name for Ukrainian New Year is Malanka, and Malanka refers to this character, essentially a drag queen with an entourage of very weird creatures like goats and bears and devils and various ethnic humans. And they play harmless pranks and practical jokes. It basically whoop it up the whole time while casing out prospects for marriage. Now, here in North America, it's quite a bit more of a tame affair than what I just described that goes on in Ukraine, and particularly more now recently as it's being revived. Here in Canada and in the States, too, what we have is your basic dinner dance. So where you start out with cocktails and you have this Ukrainian buffet dinner, and then you've got a floor show. If you're lucky, you'll get a Malanka suite, more likely just a bunch of Ukrainian dancers doing something or another. And then you've got a DJ or live band playing disco tunes until about midnight, when you break out the champagne and sing Auld Lang Syne and count down the new year. Very Western tradition there. And then have some more drinks and then go home with a taxi, hopefully, or a designated driver. And that's about it. But in the rural areas, until very recently, they did have vestiges of that mummery stuff going on. And it was a lot more tame. You didn't have the crazy entourage. But you had usually a bunch of little kids or teens and little kids going from house to house and farm to farm. And they would have this big basket of wheat kernels. And they'd go inside the house and then they'd throw them against the wall. Much to the delight, I'm sure, of the mistress of the house, who'd have to clean up the mess. But anyways, it was all in good fun. So they throw around these wheat kernels, and they would say this little poem, and it's a well-wishing poem. It would go something like this: Сію, сію, посіваю з новим роком вас вітаю. На щастя, на здоров'я, на новий рік. Роди Боже, жито пшеницю і всяку пшеницю. And that's basically, wishing health, good health and prosperity, and in the new year, along with a good harvest. Okay, so you heard me speaking Ukrainian. Now it's your turn. Here is our lesson in how to say Happy New Year in Ukrainian. So here we go. It is Щасливого Нового Року. So let's just start by breaking it up. And the first word is Щасливого, and it starts with a Щ. And that's like, just think of fresh cheese and take that middle part out and start with that, and then add an us at the end of it. So Щ and then us. So say that with me. Щас. There you go. Once more. Щас. Okay, so now for the rest of the word, it's levoho. And so take the word level and just drop the L and add a ho at the end, kind of like the first half of the word horse. So levoho. Say it with me once more. Levoho. Great. Now let's put it all together now. It is щасливого. Say it with me once more. Щасливого. Awesome. So there you go. You're halfway done. So the first word is really long. And the second word now is Novoho, which means new. And that's sort of like Nova, you know. So just do the same thing, add the same kind of ho at the end. So so say Novoho, but only with the stress on the middle syllable, which is Novoho. So say it with me, Novoho. Great. Now let's put it together with the first word, Щасливого Нового. There we go. Щасливого Нового. All you need now is the last word, which means, of course, year, and that is року. And so roll your R, and it sounds sort of like rock, so, and then add an U at the end, so року. There we go. Say it once more, року. Okay, we're ready to put it all together now. Take a deep breath. Here we go. Щасливого Нового року. Happy New Year. Well, thank you for being such good sports and for indulging me in that. I always did want to be a teacher. I'm going to leave you now with a couple of more Ukrainian well-wishing songs for the new year. Щасливого Нового року.
Будьте здорові, ми вже йдемо, і за коляду вам дякуємо. Даш Боді ждати року нового, даш Боді ждати року нового. Ми ще повернем додому цього, додому. Даш Боді ждати року нового, даш Боді ждати року нового. Ми ще повернем додому цього.
Hey!
from Calgary, Alberta, the folk ensemble Korinya and Snihbilia, The White Snow. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nasholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, to make sure to follow Nasholos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page, and check out our blog. Nežalme, že skinčila našu programu, poranem prišťate se na štěv din teždeň, ale per tem ja hoču zalešite vás takými slovami mudroste. Svitlo I voda prinosit для людей дуже багато добра. And our proverb of the week translates as light and water are the greatest blessings. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, a toe tapper to kind of segue into the regular programming season for 2016 from the Christmas and New Year. And we have Natalia Mai and Pisnia pro Nový rok, song about the New Year. I'm Paula Demchik-McCory, Pokrinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
За вікном падають сніжинки, ти матусю стели, білу скатертинку, і я липу гуртом будем прикрашати. Новий рік уже у нашій хаті.